This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Andrew Schleck from The Athletic, and we come to you with breaking news. Giannis Antetokounmpo, as first reported by ESPN, that there's no structural damage to Giannis's left knee after his awkward landing last night in Atlanta. The ligaments are sound, sources told ESPN, and then the Bucks put out their own release saying that he has a hyperextended left knee and will be listed as doubtful for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night in Milwaukee. With us is the best source of Milwaukee news, Eric Name. Eric, how did this news hit you and Milwaukee this afternoon?
This dude is superhuman. I honestly don't get it. I've watched the replay I don't know how many times. You know, we sit there post game and talk to PJ Tucker and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, and everyone is just softly talking, just barely able to get like words out of their mouth, because everyone is thinking this might have just ended Giannis Antetokounmpo's season. And to hear the fact that it might not have, and again, we don't know if he will play, right? Like, he's doubtful for Game 5, and Game 6, that might be a spot where he's questionable. And if the Bucks don't win Game 5 or Game 6, there is no Game 7, and they'd be out of the playoffs. So, like, they still have work to do. But just the fact that we didn't hear that it was a torn ACL or MCL or PCL or meniscus or anything, that it was just – It boggles the mind, because if you look at the way his knee bent and the way that his legs kind of folded inwards, like, it shouldn't work out like that, that you can just be doubtful for the next day. So total surprise. Like, it's another spot where you see Giannis take a crazy fall. It makes me think of the one he took last year before the league shut down. He takes a crazy fall against the Lakers, and 6 days later he was ready to play, and then the league obviously like ended up not going forward, and then we took a whole bunch of time off, and oh, we're still in a pandemic. But anyways, he was ready to go then. Like, it's just kind of crazy to see what his body can handle, and the fact that he can even be listed as doubtful for Game 5 is shocking.
Right. It is. Yeah. I expected out. Like, right. Definitively. I think that's what everybody expected. And so there's hope that he can return. We don't have enough information yet to say that he will return even in this series and if they can make it through the Hawks. But to me, that's the next question, is can this team make it through the Atlanta Hawks? Who needs to step up? They obviously had a really poor performance without Giannis. But what's your feel for what needs to happen for the Hawks to win this series, or for the Bucks to win this series?
I think it's really interesting because, you know, I was talking to my editor and a couple other people last night. I think great player goes out, team overperforms expectations is like a story as old as time, right? Like,
yes,
we see it all the time where you have spent 2 weeks preparing for Trae Young. We know exactly what we want to do on every pick and roll, every variation of pick and roll, every time he's on the weak side, every time he's on the strong. We know everything. Oh, he's not out there? What do we do? Like, what is our scheme now? How are we going to cover these guys? And I just think you pair that with the idea that, hey, you know, maybe this team isn't going to be as good. And you see the team that should win now, quote unquote, with the main player out, struggle a little bit. So I'm really curious if we see that in Game 5, except the inverse. Like, Trae Young comes back for the Hawks. Giannis is now out for the Bucks. And the Hawks, in the same way, have spent 2 weeks preparing for Giannis. How are we going to stop him? How are we going to do what we need to do? Our help is in this position when he gets the ball here. We don't worry about Chris here or Drew here. And now all of a sudden you have to worry about Chris Middleton. You have to worry about Drew Holiday. They're going to be in different actions. And I'm really curious to see if we see something similar, just flipping around as far as Giannis being out instead of Trae Young. And you see the Bucks kind of have a bounce back game in Game 5. And I think that's something that, one, you have to think about. And then even if that doesn't happen, this Bucks team is still really talented, right? Like Chris Middleton is a two-time All-Star. Drew Holiday is an All-Star as well. Both of those guys have been, you know, when Giannis is out, Chris has been the number one option in Milwaukee. And when Drew Holiday was in New Orleans, he was the number one option. Even when Zion was, you know, bursting onto the scene, Drew Holiday was still the number one option last year. So those guys can both handle more usage. It'll just be a matter of if it's efficient enough for them to get a win in game five. And I do think, you know, there's a real possibility that they take five. Maybe you go back to Atlanta, they grab game six. And then, man, what a story would be if game seven, Giannis comes off the injury list and Bucks Hawks at home in Milwaukee. It would just be absolutely insane.
It would be unbelievable. And I look forward to seeing this series unfold. I think we have a lot to learn about like the fortitude of this Bucks team. Yep. We have a lot to learn about like the spirit of the Hawks, because I feel like we've learned a lot about them already. But if they're able to get to the NBA Finals, I mean, that to go from being under 500 before the trade deadline even, and to now be a team heading into the NBA Final, like it just... absolutely mind-blowing. So I'm intrigued to see where this goes. Eric, thanks for joining us, and thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story, and to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play the news from The Athletic. You can visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.